I'm Meg Van Lohuizen with your COVID-19 Facts First. We've recorded just one new COVID case in the past 24 hours linked to the current corrective services outbreak. Health Minister Stephen Miles says the infected person was only in the community for 2 days.
This is really the best we can hope for. Very small numbers of people already identified as contacts and already in quarantine and therefore of relatively low risk of continued spread.
In total, we have 27 active cases across the southeast. Also revealed this morning, the state government will establish a hotline to deal with specialist medical appointments that require border exemptions.
We are not going to deny emergency treatment to people in New South Wales, and we are not going to deny specialist appointments to people who need the specialist appointments in Queensland. Let me make that very clear.
The Premier, Anastasia Palaszczuk, there. It comes as the New South Wales Deputy Premier, John Barilaro, has pushed for the borders to reopen. The Minister claims Palaszczuk has put politics before people, and he's told Sky restrictions need to be eased.
I'm just as tough on my own government. I've been fighting for the border restrictions to be lifted down on the Victorian-New South Wales border. So this isn't just about picking on Queensland. Borders need to be brought down, restrictions need to be brought down, especially on essential services.
Restrictions on gatherings also continue this week, limited to 30 people on the Sunshine Coast.